Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
What's it like to live with a child with chronic mental illness? Let's go in-depth with Bev Rosenboom, author of A Day in the Life. Well, Bev, you have a new book out. It's called A Day in the Life, A Glimpse into the Chaos and Hope of Families with Children Living in the Grip of Chronic Mental Health Disorders. Mm-hmm. I'm just reading and I'm thinking, this is a courageous book.
The book, yeah. It came out of our journey with our son. We have an adult son. He's now 25. And he has struggled with mental health issues all of his life. And when a child is struggling in the home from a very early age, the parents have a lot of struggles and challenges that they deal with on a daily basis. And so that was sort of where this book came out of, is our journey with our son as he has now entered into adulthood and continues to have a mental illness.
Why did you want to share?
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of confusion and a lot of misunderstanding about mental illness, and it does affect children. You do see it in children, but I think so often when it's in the home, especially from an early age, parents are not real sure what they are dealing with. And so you see perhaps the behaviors come out. And, you know, if a child is diagnosed with juvenile diabetes, there's a blood test that can show that. But with a mental illness or a mental health disorder of some sort, it's usually not very cut and dried, and you're just not real sure what you're dealing with. And so I wanted to shed light on what mental illness looks like in the home with a child. And, you know, the subtitle of the book is A Glimpse into the Chaos and the Hope. And so I wanted to invite the outside world into our homes to see what it looks like. And this story is not just our story. I interviewed probably 25 to 30 families that have children with diagnoses, you know, all over the board, from autism to traumatic brain injury. So it wasn't just mental illness, but a brain disorder of some sort that they live with. The children that the parents of those that I interviewed, the children ranged in age from, I think, 7 years old might have been the youngest that I spoke to the parents of, all the way up into their 20s, 30s, and 40s, the children. So when I talk about children, we so often think of children in the home, which is true, but mental illness doesn't end at age 18, and it follows a child into adulthood, and new challenges arise when the child becomes an adult, and the parents are still quite often their main support system.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Bev Rosenboom, author of A Day in the Life. Well, describe briefly some of the chaos.
Yep, some of the chaos in the home. One of the things that I would hear over and over as I asked families, and this was our experience as well, was you never knew exactly what would set off the child. And so you walk on eggshells is the term that's so often used, because you don't know. Like with our son, his moods could just flip on a dime. And so he could be happy and everything would go fine. A parental no would be enough to set him off into a rage for two hours. And that's not unusual. It's very common with a lot of the families that I spoke with. Some of the other chaos that we dealt with in our home, if you want to use the term chaos, was there's not always a logical thinking. And so you would try to explain something it just did not make any sense. Our son would perseverate. He would be stuck on a topic of either wanting to buy something or wanting to do something or something like that. And he could literally, that would be the only thing he would think about for 24 hours, 48 hours. So that would be some of the chaos that we would deal with. Another thing, which is very common in a lot of homes, there's such a level of exhaustion. Our son, again, did not sleep well for years and years. He was very difficult to put to sleep. He would often wake up during the night, maybe an hour or two, where he would literally be awake. And again, early in the morning, he would be up. And so we were just dealing, even in a state of exhaustion. Finally, at age 10, we did get some medication that's helped with that. Another thing that often causes chaos in many of the families is not really knowing what you're dealing with. And I had mentioned that a little bit earlier, but diagnoses change frequently throughout the years, and we had that with our son. In second grade, he was diagnosed with ADHD, and that was accurate. In fourth grade, we brought him to Iowa City for a complete psych evaluation. And there again, those that evaluated him agreed with the ADHD, but they also added oppositional defiant disorder and generalized anxiety disorder. When he was in middle school, and the medications that he was prescribed in second grade, fourth grade, they just didn't work. In fact, much of it made him worse. And so it was this constant, what are we to do to treat? In middle school, he was diagnosed and began being treated for early onset bipolar disorder. And so we had that diagnosis added on. And then at age 23, he was diagnosed with schizophrenia. So some of this, the chaos, if you want to use that term again, just comes from not knowing exactly what you're dealing with. And then how do we treat it? And finding a good psychiatrist is difficult. There's not a lot of psychiatrists, especially in the state of Iowa. But again, that's fairly common actually throughout the country, as I had a chance to visit with many parents. Finding a therapist that works well with your child and with your family, all of those are things that parents deal with, and many of them do not share their stories with anyone else because they don't feel like people understand. There is still a lot of stigma that surrounds mental illness.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Bev Rosaboom, author of A Day in the Life.
Well, and your son and you mm-hmm. are interacting with friends and just general society mm-hmm. that doesn't understand him or right. love him necessarily.
Yeah.
And so that must be tough too.
Yes, because a lot of times the illness can manifest itself in some pretty poor behaviors, very impulsive. Our son was given to a lot of aggression and anger. Most of it he kept in the home. So the schools really did not always see what we were dealing with. We tried to help them understand some of what we were dealing with. But even then, when you don't see it, it's hard to really get a grasp. And even to try to explain it to his doctors and his therapist, okay, this is what we're dealing with in the home. And you know, just to get some good proper help and guidance was not always so easy. And we were fairly open to learning and wanting to learn more about how to help our son.
Now, you had chaos in your subtitle. Mm-hmm. Now, hope.
Yeah.
Where's the hope?
Yeah, where is the hope? My husband and I are believers. Christ has always been important to me. He's, you know, been huge in my life. And as I entered my, you know, my adult years in my church, I was usually a women's Bible study leader and all of that. And, you know, again, personally and also for so many of the parents that I talked to, there is that sense and that fear almost like, where's God in this? You know, I've given my life to him. I've given my heart to him. And there is almost this sense of, has God looked the other way? Is he just missing this? We would obviously pray for our child and pray for love that we could parent him well and do the best. And sometimes, you know, you just feel like, where is God in all of this? And so the hope has come as he has continued to reveal to me more of who he is. And when you have this wrong idea that A plus B is going to equal C and then it doesn't, it's like, where is the hope? And one thing that God just taught me over and over again is that he might not change the circumstances that we find ourselves in, but he's always willing to change us. And he has been so faithful. One of the things that came out of our journey with dealing with our son is I just really went to scripture and searched out the promises. A promise is a promise, and God is not going to break his word. And so I would just lay him before the Lord and say, you know, how is this promise coming true in my life? And over again, he would show me how he is faithful and loving. And it's such a matter of trust. Am I trusting him with the outcome? And I think that was one thing that I still every day relinquish my son, I mean, all of my kids and my grandkids and myself, in fact, you know, to the Lord, but just trusting him for the outcome, knowing that he is good and he loves my son even more than I do.
Well, Bev, where can people find your book, A Day in the Life, A Glimpse into the Chaos and Hope of Families with Children Living in the Grip of Chronic Mental Health Disorders?
Okay. Yep, the book is available locally at the Sanctuary Christian Bookstore. It's also available in Newton at Choices Christian Bookstore and also at Choices Christian Bookstore in West Des Moines, Clock Tower Square. You can find it on Amazon as well as online at barnesandnoble.com.
How are you changed as a result of having written this book?
That's a good question. I think God is teaching me to walk forward to wherever he is inviting me to go, to be more open, advocating for our son, for understanding, a greater understanding of mental illness. My husband and I teach NAMI courses. NAMI means stands for the National Alliance on Mental Illness, and it's a very good educational organization. Has a political arm and all of this and that, but we teach classes at the Well, just advocating and understanding and recognizing that mental illness is an illness and there is hope. We also have taught classes at our church. We just want to keep the conversation going and breaking the silence of what mental illness looks like and how it affects families.
Thanks to Bev Rosaboom for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click Radio Plus. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIA KRLS by sending an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in Marion County is KNIA KRLS.